We are a week and a half away from the Copper Dog 150. Everything is getting ramped up, and let's bring in Kim Pesey, who is, you're in charge of the whole thing now, aren't you, Kim?
Good morning. Yes, I am the race director this year, but as I've repeatedly keep reminding people, I have an awesome group of core people and basically Copper Dog staff that we're working together. This is totally a team effort. It is every year, so I'm proud to be surrounded by some mentors and some advisors and just some really hardworking folks. So we're very fortunate.
And our Copper Dog 150 update brought to you by Copper Range Abstract and Title in Houghton, the Bluffs Senior Community, Abe Supply, and the Levesque Agency, among other great sponsors. And let's talk about some of the volunteer effort. We're still in the process of kind of finalizing the volunteer staff for this year, and training is coming up this Saturday.
Yes, it is this Saturday, and you are right. We are still in the process of finalizing that up. Our all-volunteer training is this Saturday from 11 to 1 at the CLK schools up in Calumet, and lots of things happen that day. We have some folks talk, lots of Copper Dog personnel there, a few mushers, and Brian Donnelly, our volunteer coordinator, will be there and just doing a lot of training and advising, and folks will actually get to handle a dog team, which I know that we stress that, but handling dogs is a real physical job, and this is your chance to come out and see if you're up for the challenge.
I was so surprised the first time I saw the dogs at how strong those little guys are.
It's amazing, isn't it? That was my experience the first year that I kind of just snuck into Eagle Harbor and said, I'm going to do this, and I you can't believe it. You can't believe the strength and the agility and how excited they get. But it's a fun job, but we just try to let people know it's physical. It's and they jump high, and you have to be very careful. The mushers will tell you they're really great with our volunteers, but you got to make sure when you fall, if it's icy, you fall out. Don't fall on the dogs. Watch their toes. Watch their feet. That's what it's all about. So, but that's why we have our training, because we want to let our volunteers know what to do in circumstances when they're working with the dog. So it's a great thing, and the mushers tell us, we get feedback that we're one of the few races that actually do training with our volunteers. So we pride ourselves on that.
So suppose I signed up for a job and I've got something else I have to do on Saturday. Does that mean I'm out?
No, absolutely not. We encourage first-time volunteers to come. However, usually when you're in a job, just because the race has been going, this is our sixth year, there is usually at least one person who's done that job. And that's the other thing that's really cool is, once volunteers take ownership of a crossing or a specific job, our volunteers help one another. If you're working on something and it's your first time, you can let another volunteer know. And that's another great thing about Copper Dog is there's a real sense of community effort and teamwork. And once again, that's why we're so proud of our volunteer system.
It is a great group of people, and I certainly enjoy working with them and have over the years. There are still some volunteer positions left that need to be filled, and you can go to the CopperDog150.com website and see what's available there. Or if you are just not quite sure what kind of commitment you want to make, show up at the volunteer training on Saturday. Is that okay?
Absolutely, and we do have some real important jobs. We still need people to set up snow fence on Friday and tear it down on Sunday, and there are a list of crossings. We have a lot of crossings where the dog teams have to cross a major road or highway, and we still have that list. You can contact Brian Donnelly, but we've got places up in Copper Harbor and Mohawk and Copper City and Calumet on Sunday where we still need crossing volunteers. So people can go on the website. All the board and the core team members' emails are on there. Brian Donnelly's email is on there, and he's our volunteer coordinator once again. But, reach out, contact somebody, and say, hey, where is there a need? And we'll sign you up, and we'll get you working.
Let's change the focus for just a moment to what will be happening a week from Saturday in downtown Calumet, because we have all of that snow that we've brought in and lined up along 5th Street and no dogs using it on that Saturday. So we've got the doghouse races scheduled again.
We do have the second annual dog house raises, and we also encourage people to go on and go under the event tab on the website and check that out. Last year it was wonderful. People enjoyed it and had such a great time with it. But basically what we're doing is reaching out to groups. If you've got a group of people, a family, a fraternity at your job, in your department, what the dog houses are is, you know what, you build a dog house. It's got to move, so it's got to have some type of ski or tread on it. Somebody's got to be on it, and the rest of the team pull it down the snow road right down Fifth Street. And, you know, the businesses will be open on Saturday, and we've got face painting for the kids. And so there's lots happening Saturday. If you can't make it up to Copper Harbor or somewhere out and about, it's the second annual doghouse races, and there's money involved to be won. So,
and you don't have to build the world's fanciest doghouse.
You do not have to build the world. I believe last year there was a recliner involved on one sled, so you do not have to build the most fanciest. My advice is put the lightest person on the sled so you can pull and put your biggest, fastest people running down the snow road. So
that lets me out.
Well, it's going to be an exciting time. We've got lots of businesses. I believe Carmelita is going to have some specials going that day if you come into town, and so it's going to be exciting, and Saturday is going to be fun for the family as well. And as I said, a lot of people can't get up to Copper Harbor, and so we've got these events, and you know, we've got our businesses open, and we want people to visit them. The snow roads put in, and it's just going to be a great day on Saturday as well. If you can't make it up to Copper Harbor, you can't make it up to a point to see the race anytime, there'll be dogs there as well. One of our mushers, Lynn Whitty, is going to have a meet and greet of her dog team. So it's going to be a good day. We can just pray for it to be above zero.
We are hoping that it'll be above zero. At this point, the anticipation is that it will be, but things can change between now and then, as we know.
Well, we're tough up here, and if the UP 200 folks can make it through a blizzard, and that was a great race, and the volunteers were still out, and our volunteers are hardy. I'm thinking, like you said, if we made it through last year at minus 13 below, we can do anything.
We can do anything, absolutely, mm-hmm. And we can have a good time doing it, too.
Absolutely, and that's the most important thing. You know, we stress all of this hard work that we do up front, and my cohorts in crime, and we just stress, you know what, it is all about a work, and the effort that is put into planning this race is tremendous. It's a year-round thing, and people put so much of their time and effort and knowledge and skills into it, but the main thing is, once it comes, we need to have a good time. We need to have fun.
Yeah, it's the whole bottom line, and I think that's, frankly, why a lot of the mushers come back, is they see us all having fun, they have fun with us, and it creates a great atmosphere that they really appreciate.
Absolutely. The mushers tell us time and time again, you know what, they love the community. They love coming up here. They love the support that we get from the community. They love the volunteers. They just love the energy that everybody brings to this event. We're very fortunate, and I think we should all, and not just Copper Dog people, our whole community, the whole Keweenaw, the Houghton-Hancock area, we should be really proud. We put on an event that I think a lot of people who are not involved in mushing and that whole community, they don't realize what type of event ours is turning into. It is turning into a very competitive event, and we get mushers that come up here, and you know, they want to race, but they also want to come up here and have a good time.
Yeah, and so the volunteer training is this Saturday. It starts at 11 o'clock at Calumet High School. You can check out volunteer opportunities at copperdog150.com, or just show up at the training and you can find a way to fit in and help out the Copper Dog 150. And then, of course, a week from Friday night, the big start in downtown Calumet, the restart a week from Saturday morning in Eagle Harbor, and a week from Sunday morning in Copper Harbor, and the grand finish downtown in Calumet a week from Sunday afternoon. And then we all take a breath.
It is coming quick, but yes, I encourage anyone who has any questions or just doesn't know what this volunteer stuff is all about to either visit the website or definitely show up on Saturday. We'll be more than happy to have you.
Kim Pesce, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Kim Pesce from the Copper Dog 150 here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.